since before.
But
did you have a nice Chris did you have
very
a nice
nice.
Christmas meal?
Yes, very nice, very quiet, but very nice. How about yours?
The opposite. It was very busy, and yes. lots of visitors and people coming, going, and because we live quite away from family now, a lot of them use it as a excuse for a bit of a holiday. So we had a lot of guests staying for a sort of a week and a bit. So yeah, it was.
How many guinea fowl did you get through?
Four in the end. So for Chris, just for Christmas lunch, you know.
Right.
But that worked. That was Excellent. Very nice, though. Yeah, it was very nice. But then we had sort of visitors throughout the week as time went on as well, and you know,
yes.
So it was a bit of a hotel really for a week.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You haven't been too affected by the rain, have you?
No, funny enough, we had flooding, a bit of flooding last week, but it wasn't quite as bad as what we had it earlier in the autumn. But you know, this week with all the rain and everything, it hasn't affected us, although it has affected some people not too far from where we are. A lot of what's been on the news about Lincolnshire and places like that is not that actual and not actually that far from us. So it's terrible though.
It's terrible. Whereabouts are you in Lincolnshire? Because my business partner keeps asking me where you are, because he grew up in Nottingham but went to university in Lincoln.
Oh right, okay. So we're about half an hour from Lincoln. So we're just literally in a small village outside of Woodall Spa.
Woodall Spa. Okay.
Yeah,
just
that.
Okay.
Yeah, so Woodall Spa's our nearest place. In fact,
okay.
We're not even
I'll
in a village, but that's our nearest place. So,
right.
But yeah, he will have known that. I'm pretty sure it's quite a sort of well known during like sort of the Second World War. There's a lot of sort of military history and everything like that placed here and stuff. So, yeah, he probably would have heard of it and things. Yes.
Yeah,
so, but yeah, no, so it's a lovely place to visit if you if you're ever up this way, Hillary. But yeah, no, it's a nice area when it's not raining, of course.
Yes.
You know,
I mean, fortunately, we live on the town we live in is on a bit of a hill, so and it doesn't have a river. So we haven't been affected at all, but we went out to a rugby match on Saturday and all around Gloucester, it's just absolutely, you know, lakes everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've seen it on the news and it's very scary. I mean, we had, I think I told you when we had it last year in the autumn, we had our barn was completely flooded out.
Yes, I remember you saying,
So it was, like I said, last week, we actually had it worse last week and that started to, you know, started to come across the road and flood here and there. So, oh, no, here we go again. But luckily that sort of stopped and gone down. But it has been not very, very close to us is where it's been on the news. And the local farmers are saying is down to the management of the waterway, the poor management of the waterways by the environmental agency, opposed to obviously yes, there has been a lot of rain, but you know, they feel there's a lot of a lot of errors and things like that. So
I think a lot of people think that more dredging would help, but it's also pointed out that just makes the water flow away more quickly. And you know, and that's not necessarily a good thing either, but anyway,
no that's right. There's also of course the argument over the wildlife from dredging and things like that. I don't think there's a clear answer to it. I think, but there's this kind of sort of feeling in the country community that there's a, it kind of relates to when they've stopped dredging seems to be when there's more flooding, and that kind of seems to be that sort of
I think we've had more rain.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's just been non-stop at times,
yes,
you know.
I think we need more beavers.
Beavers
seem to be the answer.
And it's, and also the, I think also there's a lot of, the trouble is with Lincolnshire, a lot of Lincolnshire was reclaimed from, from marshes and the sea. I mean, there's a pub, probably about 20 minutes from where we are, and it used to be that you'd go to this pub on a boat Well, now there's a road and everything like that there. So if you've reclaimed and drained the land, it's going to, you know, it's natural for it to kind of flood again, really. It's a little bit tricky. But, yeah, no, it is a shame. Luckily, we're a bit higher up here in Lincolnshire. South Lincolnshire is very flat. But ironically, most of where the flooding has been more up our way, which is opposed to where it's the lowest point, which is, again, kind of why some of the sort of the locals are arguing that it's not just a geographical thing. It's more to do with the poor management. But who knows? I mean, they did make a very big faux pas last week. There's a particular farm not far from here that's under about three feet of water or something like that. And the environmental agencies, because the river burst the bank, they'd sent in pumps to pump all the water out to get it back into the river. And they were advised that the water was rising and rising because they had a generator there manning the pumps. And they told them the generator's got moved. They said, well, we haven't got the insurance. You know, one of the farmers said, look, we'll move it with the farm equipment. And I said, well, you can't do that because you haven't got insurance. We'll send somebody to come move it. They didn't send somebody and the generator's been washed away, and that's £100,000 worth of generator.
This
generator is obviously massive. It's the size of a lorry and it does all this pumping and everything like that, and they've just lost it into the river somewhere. They're getting a lot of flack at the moment, the environmental agency up this way.
With things like that happened, I'm not surprised.
Well, that's the thing. It's money that could have been spent elsewhere, isn't it? You know, exactly. I suppose that's the thing, you know. But anyway, so it's a very wet winter. It's turned a bit cold today, which is actually, I've sort of felt it a bit more because it's actually been relatively warm despite all the bad weather we've had, rain and storms and things. It's not been that cold of a winter so far.
It's freezing here, absolutely freezing.
It does seem to have turned. But anyway, let's do those.
It's a matter in hand. We could discuss the weather all day.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's typical British. Typical British thing to do. But anyway, should we go smoothly?
I mean, I don't think there's much to discuss. I was delighted to have another two meetings booked in my diary last week.
The only thing
I wanted to raise with you is you were going to get somebody in the team to check Abby Selby, who I'm due to be speaking to on Friday.
Yeah, let me have a
but look. who hasn't, I don't think she's accepted my invitation.
She hasn't, okay, have a quick check. Right. Let's have a look, yeah, because she's booked in for, is it Friday she's booked in?
Yeah, she hasn't responded to my invitation.
Okay.
I've sent her a Zoom link, but she hasn't responded. So if somebody could just check that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be great.
Yeah, of course they will. Yeah, what they'll do is they will call her. I'll just pull up her record while we're on the call, just in case. Let's just see, just in case there's been an update already. If not, then I'll just check also my notes are still on there. My notes are still on there. They haven't put the call into her yet, but they will do in the next couple of days so that she has it so it's more fresh in the memory kind of thing.
She will
get that call and the reminder.
Lovely.
And she'll also get a text and email on the day. So if we don't get hold of her when we call her, we'll leave her a voicemail. On the voicemail, we'll remind her about the appointment and remind her to accept the meeting invite.
Lovely.
And then, of course, on the day, she gets an email and text as well. So
fantastic.
Hopefully that covers all bases. That's not to show to say that you know it's a guarantee she'll show up, but we'll do everything we can our side. We'll keep on top of that. We've got Guy
Rubin on Wednesday. Paul Craig tomorrow.
And Paul Craig tomorrow. And I'm just looking at, and then we've got a couple the week after, haven't we? The two that were booked in beginning of this month are the 16th and 19th, and that's Russell and Kevin Matthews. Yeah. So some very good traction on the campaign, good connection rate back. I mean, it's a fantastic connection rate. That first week of January, 42%. I mean, that's really good because we like it to
amazing.
be. Yeah, we like it to be
absolutely amazing.
It is really amazing because we like to see it about 20%. So if it's at 42%, that's sort of like double where we'd like it to be. Obviously, we'd like it to be as high as possible, but you know, in an average reality. But yeah, so that's really, really good.
So when I go through my LinkedIn messaging to see who's responded to the connection, and I put them onto HubSpot.
Yes. Yeah.
So they, you know, even if they haven't responded to you, they'll start hearing from me on on a pretty regular basis.
Yes, that's right. So that's really good because when they connect back, we always, I mean, we're contacting obviously the whole list anyway that you've approved.
Yes.
But what we're doing is, it might be that we, even if they connect back, we may not necessarily straight away get hold of them. They might not pick up. They might not have their number listed on LinkedIn. But what it does is it just allows us to start a conversation at some point, like you said, because once they start hearing from you anyway, it just starts that familiarity. And then we obviously we're going to be coming in with phone calls as well. So it's all just part of, as you know, Hillary, but it's all just part of building that pipeline.
Exactly.
And there certainly can't be any harm in doing that. We've had, you know, in a short space of time, we've had a sort of a good response from people. And so obviously that'll all go down to how those meetings go. And I know obviously you've only had sort of probably a handful so far, but there was ones to come. Is there any sort of any news from those first few appointments that you had before Christmas? Hillary?
No, I did contact Tim Taylor, I'm not sure anything will happen with him. I did pick up some of the issues that he raised, and then there's somebody else who was in the process of moving house to another part of the country, and I'm going to pick up with him next week. And see kind of whether where he's got to in terms of his thinking. But I don't think there was anybody else who was worth continuing to contact.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see what this sort of next crop, as it were, of prospects over the next sort of week, 2 weeks brings. And then we can just sort of get that alignment right. Because it is sort of, in terms of when we look, the way we look at a campaign, we have to look at it over sort of the first 3 months and a bit, really, just to get a good idea of where things are sort of landing. Are we getting them in the right place? Yeah. Are they the right prospects, etc.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we do our best at the beginning in our kickoff meetings, etc., to get that all aligned. But you know, it sometimes it's not till you put these things in practice and you start getting the leads booked in and you've set the appointments and give me the feedback that we can get an exact kind of idea of where we are. Yeah. Where we need to push things if things aren't right.
Yeah.
But let's see how this next week or two bring with these next set of appointments, and then we'll see if something wants to address from there. But it's all looking very positive, Hillary. When we last spoke, I think I had the podcast was just about to come out. So I'll send you that link now because that's out now. So I'll send you the link over.
Okay.
So you can have a listen to that, and then perhaps at some point, perhaps in the next, you know, once we've got perhaps this next crop of your prospects and leads out the way, it'd be great if we could get something together and see if we could have you on the podcast. It's good. Obviously, it's good from our point of view, of course, because we have clients on talking about dealing with us. But from the clients, it's sort of a promotional as well for the client, and of course, because that goes out to everybody, so everybody can have a listen. And of course, we'll follow. Obviously, that ties in with what you do with HubSpot and what we're doing with LinkedIn and everything like that. So it's all it all works to the benefit of us all, really. So, I'll send the link over so you can have a listen and see what the idea and sort of the flavour of the podcast is, and then look at booking something in the next few weeks. So fantastic. Excellent.
Great.
Right. Well, that's everything from me at the moment, Hillary. Let's see how those appointments go this week. Let us know how they go, and I'll catch up with you next Monday.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem. Take care.
All right. Bye.